This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, we sincerely hoped that we would finally be done with our battle against high pathogenic avian influenza, or more commonly known as the bird flu. However, as long as the fall has been and the slow bird migration are showing, we are going to have to fight another season of this disease. We talk with Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagg next.
The Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soy Checkoff, is driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Your productivity, profitability, and sustainability are top of mind this harvest season for you and for us. From increasing soybean demand worldwide to determining what conservation practices best suit your farm, the Iowa Soybean Association has your back every step of the way. Unlock your field's full potential and harvest the benefits of farmer membership by visiting iasoybeans.com.
Iowa has once again been affected by the bird flu, with a commercial flock in Pocahontas County and a backyard mixed bird flock in Guthrie County. Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagg talks about the situation this time around. This strain has been hanging around for an extended period. For the past 2 years, we fought the bird flu during the migration seasons, whereas the 2015 strain disappeared after a few months.
You know, you think back, 2015 was the first time that we saw widespread high path avian influenza, and it was a spring event only. It was when the wild birds were moving north. Then we had a reoccurrence, and you know, the next round of that started in the spring of 22. We saw it in the fall of 22. We saw it again in the spring of 23. Now we're seeing it again in the fall of 23. Unfortunately, what that tells us is that the virus is still circulating among the wild bird population. And so as they're migrating south, we started to see positives spring up in South Dakota and Minnesota a few weeks ago. And you know, it just makes sense that as those birds are migrating south, that we would see the threat increase. And unfortunately, now we have. So we're sitting at 35 cases today in the state of Iowa. Don't be surprised if you see that number go up. Unfortunately, it's just that it's prevalent. It's here. We're working hard on biosecurity, but it's definitely a constant risk.
Nagg reminds producers what they can do to prevent the spread and the signs to watch for.
You know, generally what you're trying to do is just keep a barrier between what's outside and what's inside. And so that's everything from tracking a virus in or outside material in on your clothes, your boots, keeping wild birds out of your buildings. So, you know, that's the other thing that can happen. There's just a number of ways that you can get that virus inside of a building, and you've got to stay focused on biosecurity. Now, I will say this, and again, this must be said and acknowledged. The industry has really stepped up on their biosecurity. You know, back in 2015, we saw a lot of movement of the virus between farms. It was spreading laterally. We haven't seen that in this most recent outbreak. It's wild bird introductions on each farm. And again, that tells me that our biosecurity has been elevated as it relates to going farm to farm. Now we've really got to go to the next level on trying to keep that wild bird separated from the domestic birds. And unfortunately, it's just a really infective virus. And it's a tough one to deal with. Our producers are doing good work, but unfortunately, we have seen a return.
You can find more information on the high path avian influenza, the tips that we have available, the signs to look for, and also where you can go to get your diagnostic testing done and the veterinarians that can help you with your flock. Of course, you can always check with your flock veterinarian as well, but you can find that through the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship website through a link on ours at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.